right now, Father, we come now. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For another opportunity that you has given us to come to fellowship together in spirit and in truth. Thank you for the old hymn, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blinded, but now I can see. Lord, we bless your word on this family and friends day. A day that has been set apart to recognize families as well as friends. We just thank you. And we give you the glory, honor, and the praise. And the words that I will read out of your holy and divine book will be your word, not mine, and no one else's. And we're going to try to feed our spirit for a little while, for about 5 or 10 minutes. And we thank you for your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Let the church say amen again. Amen. Glad to see all of you all out. Glad to see one of our own back. Amen. Amen. It's a blessing. Amen. Grandmama said you can't go to a better place than the house of worship.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I found the Lord. Amen. When I was driving up here and got out the air conditioned car, the heat hit me. And I thought about hell. You know, there is a hell. I don't care what people say, but there is a hell, and I'm not trying to go there. And I know you're not trying to go there. The Bible says, weeping and gnashing of teeth, tormenting day and night, eternal. That's just too long for me. Well, I don't know about you. I agree. You in the same. We all in the same boat together. But before I go any further, we thank God for that dynamic choir. They sung a cappella like the Mississippi Mass Choir. Thank you for all the families that have come out today to celebrate our family and friends day. I just like that song where Sister B sung, he specializes in things that's impossible with us. The couple said again, he specializes. He don't take no nickels either. He specializes. And God knows everything. Even the small thing. We're going to go on. I'm going to share this before I go on. I was doing Captain Ross' car the other day, and he had a, you know, the devil tempts all of us. Now, don't look at me like, oh, he's a thief. Well, I ain't no thief, but the devil put in my heart to get his incense, that black ice, the bottle kind. And I went and got it. And the Lord said, now, you know that ain't right. Just like that. Ask him for it. I said, yeah, well, where you get that from? I'm going to give you some money to get me some. He said, nah, you can have it. I'm going to buy you another. What I'm trying to tell you, God look at the small things.
Yeah, come on now. Come on.
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32. That is the word for today. 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 32. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
I'll wait a little longer. I hear some pages, but 32nd verse of 1 Samuel. This little boy, David, we won't be talking about. And David said unto Saul, 32, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thou servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. For thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. David said in 34, Saul, thou hast kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. I went after him and smote him.
That's enough. I guess y'all look at me and say, that man crazy. He's able this moment.
Yes, he is.
That's the topic. He's able.
Yes, yes.
It's hot outside. I'm hot up in here too. He's able.
Amen.
Now, how many of you know this morning that he's able? I know that a lot of times you find yourself in some troubles or some temptations or some situations that you don't think you're going to be able to come out of.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, you can look back over your life and say, it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't have made it this far. This morning, family and friends, we come this far by faith, leaning and depending on Jesus. I don't care how you look at it, whatever you say, whatever you talk, or whatever, if it had not been for the Lord on our side. David here was a little young lad. I think he was about 16, 17, something like that. And David was chosen by God. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 13, 14, after Saul started doing all that cooking, one thing about the Lord, he ain't crooked.
Yeah.
Mm. He don't want us to be crooked, but we fall short every day. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And I know that the choir put some song, soul out, sung out of their hearts, songs of Zion. I'm going to try to preach out of my soul because that's all the gift I got. Amen. I wish I could sing with them. They can sing. I ain't going to lie. They can sing. But I thank God for what he gave me.
Amen.
And back to the text. This young boy, young, rooty little boy, red cheek, blue eye, whatever color, he wasn't like other children. He was distinguished. You know when you're distinguished, you're set apart. Because his brothers, the family, did not agree with him. They all called him in the 16th chapter, early up in the 16th, 17th verse, they were saying, what you doing coming down here? But if you look at that up a little further, the Bible said that this Philistine giant, in the 16th verse of that chapter, every morning and every day he was afflicting them. When you get tired of them, somebody always just messing with you all the time, hello, somebody.
Yes.
When I was in school, they used to call them bullies. They still have a few of them, but they didn't got rid of them. They used to have what you call bullies where they want to take your lunch money. Some of them was on free lunch. Y'all remember that? Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm down the road. I call it as I see. I remember at South Philly's Daniel Minute, we had some bullies. That would say, if you don't bring me the lunch money, I'm going to do you. You know what I'm saying. Bullies. But that's the way this Philistine giant was. He was a bully for the Philistine. And everybody in here got a Philistine giant that we fight oftentimes. I don't know about you, but I've learned and discovered that long as I keep my hand in Jesus' hand, I'm going to have some scars. I'm going to have some bruises. I'm going to be talked about. I'm going to be, and you used to. You're going to be lied on.
Amen.
You're going to be falsely accused, picked on and picked out.
Amen.
But through it all, God will sustain.
Yes,
that's why Sister B sung that song, he specializes.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He specializes in things.
Yeah.
And sometimes we want to do this and do that, and God says, no, no, I ain't ready for that. And you get mad and upset. But if you look down the road, you'll say, Lord, I thank you for keeping me where I'm at. See, the Lord know your ups and he know your downfalls. And this little boy was talking as you look in the 32nd verse of that chapter.
Yeah.
He says to us, let's look in the book. the word of God. David said to Saul, let no, in other words, what are you all scared of? Do you know that the God of the universe is on your side? And I'm saying this to somebody here. The Lord is with you this morning. Whatever you are faced with this morning, the Lord is with you. Now, it may not look like he is, because sometimes when you pray, it seems like the Lord don't even answer. Seems like he don't even threaten you, but I got news for you today. Whenever you call upon the name of Jesus, he have an attentive ear. But it seems like he's not answering. That's why David said, the Lord is, he know what he was talking about. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. Boy, God, that's pointing through his psalm. He know what that meant. Because David always found himself in some loophole. Some of the holes he got in wasn't even caused by him. Like us, sometimes we get in situations we ain't got nothing to do with, but it's between the devil and our Lord and Savior. And guess what? The Lord, our Savior, gonna win every time the devil throw a mouth. Every time the devil try to throw a mouth, he gonna throw it right at you, but he gonna miss it because you got the Lord on your side. Somebody say, ain't God good? Ain't he good? Sometimes he be so good, I be want to take out the word, but I say, no, he might go, me might be, my hair might be full of that mojo. And don't let me talk to myself. I say, yeah, he full of that mojo. I got mojo Jesus in me. What you got? Huh? If you got King Jesus, that's all you need. Bills are due, but that's all you need. You need to just tell him, Lord, I can't figure this out. But I know that you can figure it out because you are able to build a door where there ain't no door. You are able to shut a door that can't nobody open. And you are able to open a door that can't nobody. David was about 16 years old. And he's encouraging. This child is encouraging the king. You look at that. That's what he said. He said. Let no man's heart fail because of him. And then it's, and now don't forget now, his brothers are jealous of him. If you look back a little bit further, they say call him a cocky brat. Now it's in your Bible, you know, cocky brat and all that stuff, but I ain't got time to look at all that because so much in him, so much work. But what I'm trying to say is, you're going to have people jealous of you in your own family. I ain't got no amen on you. But you know I ain't lying. But you got to deal with them, that's right. Because that's your family. And you always got to let your light shine, man, where God can get the glory out of any situation that you go up against in your family. I got plenty of enemies. But that don't mean I got to treat them like they treat me. Because see, I'm trying to go to heaven. I'm not trying to go to hell. No law, man. I'm black. Man, it's hot out there. It's going to be 110 degrees there. You think I'm trying to go to hell? Man, you crazy. Holy, 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 they say. Walk down the street, Main Street. Pull a leaf, and they say, no more pain, no more crying, no more suffering. And what you think I'm trying to get? I'm suffering here, and you suffering here, and then you're going to go down there and suffer some more? That's just too much suffering. He's able this one. Yes. He says, thou servant, I'm still in 32, will go and fight. Huh? He said, I will go and fight with the Philistines. Now, there will always be some disencouragement. Instead of Saul saying, okay, young man, that's the son, the boy that, and he's the one that God is going to use to bring you through this Philistine situation, is a little bit, you moody boot boy. God use anything and make something out of it. He can take whatever. Back in the day, them old folks, they didn't have nothing. But they knew how to make that cake from scratch. How many know about that? The Aunt Jemima biscuits from scratch. Everything they did was from scratch. The food we eat now, ooh, that'll give you cancer. Yeah, all the food we got now is something bad with it. Ain't that right? The chickens got in and put that old stuff up in, make them chickens fatter than me. Y'all know that? Y'all think that? All you got to do, go to Amazon, you'll see it. You say, who that chicken be? I'm talking about chickens used to be on the barn. Y'all remember that? Hello, sir. I'm talking to somebody up here. I know I am talking. come from somebody. I ain't forgot where I come from.
Them old folks fed y'all the land.
Sugar cane, peas. They go out in the field, pick cotton. God done brought us a long way. And here we sit up here like we so up there.
Look at him. Child, what's wrong with her?
What's wrong with you?
Amen.
All right now.
What's wrong with you? I know y'all looking. Come on now. But you know why? Because I'm going to tell it just like it is. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to tell it like it is. Even if it hit me, I'm going to say, I'll keep on going. Because I know the truth shall make me free.
Yeah, yeah,
and God knows he cannot deal in lies. When he specializes something, it's got to be on point. And he's a God. He said that you can serve me in sincerity and in truth. Yeah. Lord, you know me. You got to talk to God. Say, Lord, you know I'm a scumbag. You know I got problems. You know I got this. You know I got that. Talk to God, and God will talk back to you. See, God had talked to that little boy and told him, go down to me, and I'm going to use you in a mighty, mighty way. God wants to use us in some mighty, mighty, even though the pandemic came back, even though you got to wear your mask, you can still say the Lord is good. Oh!
Some people barricade themselves back up in the house again. I ain't coming outside. That's something. Man, let me tell you something. If God wants you, if he ready for you, ain't nothing you can do. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody. Ain't nothing you can do. Me and Coach Smith was talking about that the other day. Let me tell you something.
God wants to see how much faith you have. And if you got a little faith, he's going to push you a little more so you can have more faith. The Bible says that just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight.
I know what I'm talking about. Yes, I know what I'm talking about.
Some people don't like to hear it because it's the truth. But let me tell you something. If you don't want to hear it, sooner or later you're going to hear it anytime again. Come on. It's coming up again. Because the Lord's trying to tell you something like that woman moving on color purple. God's trying to tell you something. God be trying to tell us something every day, but we still sometimes turn our ears away from the truth of the matter.
Back to the text. It says, and Saul, 33, said to David, thou art not able. Yes, he is.
He is able. Because if I got King Jesus in my life, I may not have all what I want to have. And I may not have what I think I should have. But long as King Jesus is on my side, whichever way the wind blows, it's cool with me.
I'm just trying to encourage somebody, that's myself. Look what it say. I ain't going to be able to finish all of it. He say, jot down, y'all. To verse 35, he said, 34,
David told Saul, after Saul gave him that old bad report, David said, look, when I be out there in the fields of my daddy Jesse's cattle, because he's a shepherd's boy, when I be out there and I see a lion or whatever kind of beast would come and try to take my daddy's sheep out, instead of look like the lion should be running and trying to kill David. David say, I'm going to run behind it.
Y'all not hearing me. I ain't going to run behind that lion we see every day, Eugene. I'm going to let it go on out my way. Mm-hmm. But David say, I run behind it. Is that what it say? Mm-hmm. What is it? David say, and he say, and I went in 35.
And I went out after him.
That's right. And what he did, hit him. Ain't that something? Boy, when you got God on your side, you ain't scared of nothing. When the Holy Ghost is on you, you ain't scared of nothing. I'm telling you, when God is doing a mighty work in your life, you ain't scared of nothing. It don't matter. Any way the wind blow, it's going to be cool with you. Because you know why? The Lord is on your side. And when God is on your side, you're going to be all right. You may have to cry sometime. You may have to lay awake sometime. You may have to shed tears at midnight sometime. But every day ain't going to be like that. Because I know that the Lord is going to step in sooner.
Yes, sir.
I think I better say it again. I know the Lord gonna step in sooner or later. He may not come when you want him to come, but he's always on time. I heard him say he's an on-time God. Yeah, the choir saying that he's an on-time God. He may not come when you want him to come. That's why Psalms 30:5 say, weeping endure it for a night, but joy comes. Let me tell you, you might have to wear away sometime because you're going to have to do that. See, we as Christians, we're going to have to suffer every now and then. We're going to have to shed tears every now and then. Jesus did not say this road won't be easy. He did not say it's going to be a bed of roses. He didn't say it. But he did say, I'll be with you. On this family and friends day, the Lord is with you in family. You may have had some of your family depart you from this side, but they woke up on the other side. That's all right. But you've got family here, and if they're not saved, you need to tell them about Jesus. Say, I know a man that took drinking from you. I know a man that will handle your situation just like he handled mine. Come on, sister and brother, let's pray together. That's what we used to do in the old church. Y'all remember about the old church? Hello, sir. Y'all don't remember the old church? They said, let's go back to the old landmark. They didn't have no air conditioning up in there. They didn't have nothing. They had them windows up, and they didn't have no piano, but they be clapping and praising the Lord. And when you praise the Lord out of your heart, soul, heart, that's when God will step in and make a highway. Or something, ain't it? I had times when we didn't even have nothing but water up in the ice box. Y'all remember the old ice box and had a block of ice that big? Remember that? Yes, yes. We had the ice pick and had to chop it off. Come on, somebody. I know y'all know what I'm talking about. You had to chop it off. Eugene don't know nothing about this. You had to chop it off and get you a little water and put a little bit in there. And then we had no Kool-Aid. We had sugar water. I don't even know about sugar water. Hell, somebody. Huh? Yeah, y'all remember that? You're lying. Yeah, they do. We had no Kool-Aid. We just had the sugar water. Down in New Orleans, that's all they had was sugar water. Well, look, we should probably get some Kool-Aid. I think Kool-Aid was 3 cents a pack. That's we were so poor we couldn't pay down a ham sandwich. But look at us now, we're so fat, I'm about to bust out this suit. You is too. Don't know we're going to eat, open up the ice. I'm just talking about the goodness of the Lord, man. That's all I'm talking about. I told y'all I'm going to praise him the way I'm going to praise. Y'all praise him. I can't say, but I'm going to praise him because he's been good to you, D.C. And you too. We had to walk to school with the more holes in the shoe. And eat the more undermined and grist, the more grisly thick to it. That old cone bacon, that old hard bacon. Remember that bacon like that? That bacon so high now, I said, good God Almighty. Y'all remember that bacon like that? I ain't really eat pork, but I had to eat that because the more folks say, well, that's all we got. Eugene, be like, I don't want people to. I don't eat that. I be saying, Lord, if this boy come up with me, he wouldn't. He'd be over there in garden memory somewhere. Amen. That's my son, but I'm gonna tell it like it is because I'd rather tell him than these good old white folks tell him. I'm gonna want to tell him because I don't want him downtown. I'm gonna tell him just like it is. Hey, boy, put your pants up. Let the Lord use you in a mighty way. The Lord can do more with your life than the devil can. Anyhow, that's what I tell him. I may not listen, but I tell him, because one day it's going to come back and hit home. Yeah, it's going to hit home. Let me go back to the text. Hold your letters, hold you too long. The Bible says, David told him, said, when a lion in 36, he said it again. That bear, he said, I'm going to the middle part of 36. He said, this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he had the fire. You know what David said? Man, do you know who we serve? Do you know that this man departed the Red Sea? Do you know that this man began to make withered hands whole? Do you know that this man here fed us bread and water in the morning and bread and water? Do you know that this man that made us? So why are we going to be scared of him? He's a man just like you, but he stands so high. But the Lord is wanting you, David, to tell him that I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. Look how I say it. And then, drop down, I ain't read this, but I'm going to read it now. Because there's so much in here, I ain't going to be able to finish.
He says he took 5 smooth stones. And Saul put a arm on him and all that. David said, man, I don't need that on me. That's what you need, because you know why? You ain't living right. See, if you're living right, you don't worry about what comes up against you. You'll be looking at the problem solver, which is Jesus. He said, vengeance is mine. I fight for you if you just hold your peace. David knew that the Lord is going to fight that battle. Say this, as I hurried to a close, Saul began to listen at David. And David in the 40th verse said, he took 5 in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones. He didn't need but 1, but he took 5, didn't he? And the Bible said that he put them in his bag and began to go and tell this Philistine giant. Look what he did. He said in the 44th verse and the 43rd verse of this chapter. I'm talking about he's able this morning. How many of you know that he's able? Says to the Philistine, said, I am a dog. And he's talking to this little booty boy, 17 years old. But I see that 44 came. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give you the flesh to the fowl. In other words, I'm going to kill you. That's what he's saying. But I like what David says in 45. The Bible says, David said to the Philistine, thou come to me with sword and with spear. But when I come to you, I don't have nothing in me, but I come in the name of Jesus. You y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm going to read that again. Where he said, but I come in the name of Jesus. The stone which the builders rejected, the one that made withered hands hurt.
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson, located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845 or 337-238-4063.